The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with MasterCard.
Now, every single working day, some 2.5 million items go through our postal service. More than 2 million businesses and residential addresses receive post from a fleet of 2,600 on-post vehicles and 1,600 on-post bicycles. But when was the last time you set foot in a post office?
Friday. Yeah, I collect my pension. Absolutely. Everybody knows them. It's like a community centre. I used to send lots of presents to my grandchildren until they got a bit older, and now they're sending money. But yes, I would. I would always use the post. I use it, savings book, things like that. And there are lots more services now. I see them. They're very well advertised.
A year ago.
Can you remember what it was for?
Post letter. Yeah, post letter, yeah.
So you wouldn't be a regular post office goer?
No.
And do you know that they do far more than just the letter services?
Yeah, phone, pay bills, yeah, everything, yeah, yeah. But everything you can do online as well, besides post letters. You can do everything online.
I don't know, maybe about 6 months ago, I'd say. We need to get stamps, I think it was, yeah. I think it's disgraceful that, you know, in the country areas that the post offices are being closed down. And, you know, old people have nowhere to go to collect their pension and so forth. Like, I think it's disgraceful.
Well, as the number of letters sent each day continues to decline, what does the future hold for on-post? Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has been taking a closer look at the issue. She's with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Where did you go?
I walked across Dublin City Centre last week and I went to the GPO, which is obviously an incredibly historic building. There's, you know, all of the activity there in the tourist centre that's to the right of the building. But in the actual post office part, it was a hive of activity.
Really? Busy, busy, busy?
It was so busy. I could not get over how busy it was. I stood there for about half an hour and watch people carrying out the different services. And I stood at one of the original writing desks, again, a very historic piece of furniture. And I looked at the list of services that on-post offer. And there's things like Passport Express, bill payment, mobile phones, travel services, MailMinder, currency exchange, a whole host of things that I did not even think that on-post do. And, you know, while it's always busy, I met with Anna McHugh, who's the head of corporate communications at on-post, who said that it tends to be busy all the time, but there are some real challenges facing the company.
It's an industry, both on the retail side and the mail side, that is undergoing massive change. Letters are in huge decline, and that's been happening across the world. So, you know, that's a very big challenge for us. Our letter volumes, by that I mean traditional letters, are down almost 50% since in the last, say, 10 years or so. You know that yourself, because people aren't sending as much mail, and much of the transactional mail, bills, financial statements and the like, are gone online. And permanently gone online. And that leaves a massive gap. It's been happening across the world. We're estimating again this year we'll be down somewhere between maybe 6 and 10% this year again in different categories of mail. So, and that's all to do with the digital age. Similarly, the tide is going out on cash. Cash is gradually disappearing. And cash has been, I suppose, at the forefront of what we've done in post offices. And again, that's a big issue. That means we have to find new relevant services and new ways and new channels for delivering to customers. So we have products that are just flying, like foreign exchange, like bill payments. But we have to keep innovating, and we've introduced a new smart current account recently, which works online, works through the post office, really transparent for people and very much designed by customers. So constant challenge to remain relevant and really stay ahead of what is a very competitive business, be it in mails and parcels, the huge opportunities that are there, and how we can really put what is a massive national infrastructure and, you know, really the most modern facilities you'll find anywhere in the world we have here in Ireland, and putting them to work for customers.
Okay, now there are challenges, Jess. So how is on-post going about meeting those challenges?
So there's a whole host of services being launched, as you heard Anna mentioned there, and we'll hear more about those in a second. But as again, when I was standing in the middle of the GPO, I was struck at just how much technology plays a key role in on-post. There's these countertop computers at every single kiosk. And Anna said this technology was a game changer.
We were world leaders with that counter technology. It's now been sold all over the world.
So who came up with that? Who were the team?
It was actually an on-post team, and a company called Escher, who, as I said, are leading in retail technology all over the world. And that the initial impetus to bring in that computerisation to the post office network was the computerisation of social welfare benefit payments back in the mid-90s. So there's been many generations of that technology, but everything else runs on that platform as well, including mails, passport applications, bill payments, foreign exchange, and every single transaction in every post office across the country. And also all that feeding back to those corporate customers, the people we're taking bill payments for. Obviously the Department of Social Protection is a massive customer, the National Treasury Management Agency, all of those state savings products are all running through the system. We're a massive tech company in behind what you might think is a very traditional industry. But for example, the technology is also the world leading technology in our sorting centres. So reading envelopes, sorting envelopes, actually sorting mail, not just down to a big pile for Dublin or a big pile for, we'll say, Boris and Ossory, but actually sorting it into the route for the postman, using ergonomics, using the local delivery staff information, shortcuts, the most economic route, actually getting it right down to that level so the mail can get out faster. You have that amazing connection between traditional and high tech.
So that technology, which sounds fantastic, is helping the postmen and the postwomen. But if the number of letters is actually declining so dramatically, what are they going to be delivering?
Parcels. It's all parcels. About the online shopping. And it's funny, you know, when I was down there, I was thinking myself, when was the last time I was in a post office? And it was to return an ASOS package. So I'd done some online shopping, something wasn't right. I walked down to the post office and I returned it. But that had been the first time I was in a post office in quite a long time. And it seems like I'm not the only one. I met with Gareth Bridgman, who is the general manager of parcels at Unpost, and he told me a little bit more.
Yes, well, it is actually a very exciting time in Unpost at the moment. Whilst we've seen one part of our business in massive decline, with that is people sending letters, what we've seen is a surge in online shopping. Online shopping is growing at about 10% per annum for the last number of years, and it's due to double within the next 5 to 6. Irish people spend on average about €500 per year on online shopping, whereas our neighbours, if you look in the UK, for example, they spend about 1,000. So given that we generally follow the consumer patterns of our close neighbours, we would see there's still going to be a massive increase in online shopping. Over the last number of months, the business has undertaken significant changes. What we've introduced for our business customers is a range of additional services, such as a Saturday delivery for online shopping. We've also introduced new service where we'll deliver your online shopping in the evening time. And we'll also give you up to 3 delivery attempts for your online shopping before you have to go down to the post office and pick up your item. I think in terms of technology, we have over 4,000 postmen and women, and they all carry what is essentially a mobile computer. And in the morning time when they scan your online shopping item, it will send you a text message telling you your item's out for delivery. And also when we're out delivering your item, we can phone you, we can take phone calls, and we can also redirect your item to a neighbour, or we can put it behind your potted plant if you want. So we use technology an awful lot in our daily basis. In terms of the receiving consumers, we've undertaken significant projects in order to make it easier for customers to shop online. Most recently, what we've done is launched a product called AddressPal. What we found is that whilst people do have a ferocious appetite for online shopping, there are certain products that they wish to buy from, say, the United States or from the UK, which they can't get delivered in Ireland. So we've launched a product called AddressPal, which provides customers with their own UK postage address and their own US postage address. So this has been a huge product for Unpost, and we've over 120,000 registered users, and we're getting all sorts of product coming in now from the US and the UK.
That AddressPal service sounds very like Parcel Motel.
Yes, indeed. And I actually asked Gareth, you know, is this Unpost going after the likes of Parcel Motel? And it was met with a bit of awkward laughter. But there's no denying that Unpost are a little bit late to the game in this regard. Obviously, as you heard Gareth saying there now, online shopping is the future. So it's good to see them getting into it. They're also about to launch in the next 10 days or so a new service called ReturnPal. So if you do your online shopping, as I often do, and something doesn't fit, or if you don't like something, Unpost will actually come to your address, pick it up and return it. So again, you don't have to take that trip down to the post office.
Okay, and I got an ad through my postbox for this delivery box, which is a thing. It's about 500 centimetres or 50 centimetres high, I think it's 80 centimetres wide, 400 centimetres deep. You pay 70 euro for it. You fix it to your own wall. The postman has the key and you have the key. And big package, you're out at work or whatever. A book arrives from Amazon and he opens the, or she opens the box and mm-hmm. puts it in. So
it's a great idea, because if you think about how many times you've picked up absolutely drenched pieces parcels outside your home. So again, it's a clever innovation that's on the way.
And even more stuff on the way?
Yeah, indeed. You know, I didn't, as I said earlier on, I didn't know half of the services offered by OnPost, and it's far more than, you know, just delivering a parcel or a letter. But I asked Anna McHugh what the future holds for the company.
Our aim is to have a post office in every community over 500 people. You know, the post office network has a magnificent history. It was put in place in the 1700s and 1800s. So we post offices before we had roads. And there hasn't been a planned evolution of post offices, with the result that we have certain areas that are under massive pressure. And we have other areas where the population has moved from over the last generation or two. And there simply isn't a living in it. And it's never an easy one. It's always a very sensitive topic. But for the sake of the postmasters, who run post offices on our behalf, and for the business, and for customers, and bringing a new generation of customers into post offices, we've got to be where people are, and we've got to be where they're doing their shopping.
Hey, interesting comments coming in. The fact that the post office is old is irrelevant. Horses were used for millennia, but that doesn't mean I should stop driving my Golf. Things change. Stephanie in Rathfarnham, I used to write a lot of letters, but the price of stamps too high, so now I email. Jerry in Monaghan, the postman comes regularly to my house, but it's all junk mail. All my bills come via email, so it looks like it's junk mail keeping him in a job and my green bin full. The post offices are in decline due to themselves. I went into Post a Jumper the other day. They didn't have any plastic on envelopes or postage boxes. They sent me down the road to a shop to buy them. I was livid. And they have a bad selection of cards. They should have postcards, all sorts of birthday, anniversary, get well cards, posters, etc. These are the money makers. And a final one, Jess. Amazon are embracing drone delivery tech. Will OnPost be doing the same?
It's very difficult to think about how that would work in Ireland, because we have such strict regulations on flying drones in the country at the moment. So that wasn't really on OnPost radar as of yet, but you never know what the next 12 months will hold.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.